Welcome back to Don't Call Me. I'm your host, Em, and I'm so glad you're here. The name of this episode is A Line by Amaya. I'm very happy to share this story with you. Life has this strange way of whispering, doesn't it? Sometimes you catch the hints, other times it hits you square in the chest, leaving you no choice but to marvel at the timing of it all. I lived in Southern Illinois for 13 years. 13 years of life-changing lessons, heartbreak, survival, and the most incredible growth I have ever experienced. After a tumultuous divorce, I packed up my life and I moved back to Rochester, New York, where I grew up, desperate for grounding and a sense of home. But this story isn't about the move. It's about alignment. Back in Carbondale, there was a small Indian restaurant called Rima's. It was more than just a place to eat. It was a little haven for me. Rima and Ramnish, the couple who owned it, were kind, genuine, and warm. The kind of people who felt like family even when they weren't. Takeout turned into heartfelt conversations, and somewhere along the way, they became part of the fabric of life. But then one day, they were gone. No warning, no explanation, just gone. Life kept moving as it does. I went through my divorce, packed my boxes, and found myself back in Rochester trying to piece together something stable. Rima and Ramnish became a fond memory, one of those chapters you close out without realizing it's unfinished. Fast forward to a quiet winter day in Rochester. I made a simple Facebook post announcing that I was back home. And there he was, Ramnish, commenting on my post. He mentioned his family's restaurant and said I should visit. I assumed he was talking about a relative or some distant connection because what were the odds that they would be here? Rochester isn't exactly a hub for cosmic reunions. I was just so excited to hear from them. And so I was interested in stopping in and meeting his family, and so I replied and thanked him for the invitation and asked, whose restaurant is it? When he replied, I almost dropped my phone. He said it was his. His restaurant, Rima and Ramnish's restaurant. I was stunned. Out of all the places in the world, they had moved to my hometown, Rochester, a city they had nearly no ties to, just a couple of years before I came back home. I had to see them. I had to see it for myself. When I walked into their restaurant, Amaya Indian Cuisine, there they were, greeting guests with the same warmth and kindness I remembered. Food, the atmosphere, the people, it was all as comforting as I remembered from Rima's. And Ramnish, in his usual manner, always greeting us with the most heartwarming smile and hug. And it felt like something bigger than coincidence. The timing, the place, the people, it all lined up too perfectly, almost as if the universe was saying, pay attention. You're where you're supposed to be. I think about all the things that had to align just for this to happen, how our paths diverged and crossed again, and how we were brought back into each other's lives, seemingly by chance, but maybe not. Maybe this was a universe reminding me that nothing is truly random, that the people, places, and experiences that matter most have a way of finding us again. And maybe the things we lose aren't always lost forever. But the story doesn't end there. Since reconnecting, Rima and Ramnish have become more than just friends to me. They're family. We've grown closer than ever, and I've been welcomed into their world in ways I never imagined. Sometimes I even go in to help at the restaurant, lending a hand where it's needed. And they've invited me into their most honored spaces of their business, the places where their vision and hard work truly come alive. It's humbling and beautiful to witness their passion and to be trusted with a glimpse behind the curtain. At the heart of it all is their special table, a back booth in the corner reserved for their closest friends, honored guests, and the people they've truly welcomed into their inner circle. It's where they always sit me. Without fail, they bring out chai and samosas, often with other goodies they prepared that day. And they insist we take a meal home with us. It's a kindness that speaks volumes and a gesture that says, you belong here. They've also taken to my eldest daughter, who's come with me on many occasions. They ask about her all the time. And the way they light up when they see her feels like pure love. They've embraced her in the same way they've embraced me, fully and without hesitation. When I think of all the moving parts that brought us back together, it just doesn't feel random. It feels like a nudge from the universe and a reminder that some connections are meant to endure. So here's to Rima, Ramnish, Amaya Indian cuisine, and the bonds that transcend time and distance. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself and one another.